welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. As you sip your favorite brew, you likely don't think much about one of the most important aspects, the carbonation, the stuff that makes those wonderful bubbles. And it helps produce the head and influences the flavor. Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings says brewers can't overlook carbonation because it's absolutely vital.
And we've talked a lot about the ingredients. We've talked a lot about the process, but carbonation is one of the, you know, one of the key traits of a beer, the bubbles itself. So let's talk about back in the day. Like right now, in this day and age, we can force carbonate beers. And just like you can force carbonate pop, you push CO2 right back into it.
You just add it.
You add it. It's added in the tank in the beer, and it's definitely added at the tap for like the guns, for the soda guns you'd see at your local convenience store. So what happens previous to us having the ability to force carbonate is back in the day, they still had carbonated beverages, but they were naturally carbonated. So the byproduct of yeast consuming sugars, of course, alcohol, CO2, and flavors. So the CO2 was then captured by sealing the vessel back up. This is often called cask conditioned ales, where the fermentation, the final step of fermentation happened under an atmosphere that was contained, that it couldn't escape. And it would sit and it would carbonate the beer just by the natural amount of CO2 being let off by the yeast. And one of the more practical uses of the yeast byproduct is bread. That's the leavening. I mean, that's how bread gets the rise in
all those
bread.
Holes in bread. Basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's CO2. And of course, it's being captured inside of the gluten, inside of the structures of the bread, as opposed to inside of the liquid. So that's the old school way of doing it. And there's still some beers that serve really well the old school way. We have a cask conditioned ale at the pub that we'll put on our beer engine. Very traditional English style beer.
And if you're home brewing, you're probably doing natural carbonation.
That's right. So when you stuff it in the bottle, it's usually a flat beer. You dose it with a little bit of extra sugar. That yeast consumes that and creates the bottle pressure. It creates the, hopefully not too much of the bottle pressure.
You just got to be careful.
So how do we do it these days, or how do we do it at the pub if we're not doing it in a cask condition? We actually take and we force carbonation back into our tanks.
We'll talk more about that process when Beer Untapped continues.
While scenes from the past rise before me, just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk carbonation. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings says modern brewers add carbonation to their beer through the use of food-grade CO2.
The CO2 we purchase to do so is actually a food-grade CO2. It's been harvested from the brewing process by another company and then shipped and bottled to us. And we'd love to harvest and contain our own CO2 at the brewery during the fermentation process, but it's quite an endeavor to get it to capture.
So some of the big beverage companies, this is one of the products that they sell.
That's correct. So the nice thing about adding it after the process, that it gives us a really fine-tuned way to adjust the amount of carbonation. And the amount of carbonation in a beer is actually quite important. There are some beers that are served best nearly warm and nearly flat. We're talking the beers of England. Porters,
stouts.
Stouts are usually very low. Some of the really high volumes are going to be some of your sparkling pilsners, or all the way up into like ciders and lambics are going to be extremely high.
Some IPAs have very high carbonation too.
This is by design. This is true. And the carbonation, not only does it add bubbles, but it makes it effervescent. Like you said, it opens the beer up. It allows you to smell the volatiles in the beer because it's putting it back into the air. And CO2 actually has a taste. You can actually taste it.
I was
going to
say, you can, because like if you have carbonated water, that tastes a little different than the same water that's not carbonated.
And it has a little bit of a bite, and some people use that as to accentuate the bite of a hop beer. We, at the pub, actually, to peek behind the screen, probably carbonate our beers a bit more than even the styles allow. I like the CO2 bite, and I like the bubbles, so our beers usually have a little bit more carbonation than normal. But also, it's part of the region. The U.S. expects a lot higher carbonated beverages than other parts of the world. If we were to serve some of our English-style beers at a level that's appropriate for that, we'd have people say this is flat. So there you go. When you sit down, you get to look at the bubbles. It's just one of those elements, the one of the nuances that we bring to that craft brewers have to pay attention to as we bring these products out to the bar top.
Don't take those bubbles for granted. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.